This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. More than 100 clinical experts, including nurses, therapists, and doctors, went to Colorado's capital to make the case for supporting youth mental health services. Children's Hospital Colorado reports it's seen a sharp rise in emergency behavioral health visits. The hospital's Zach Zaslow says the state and federal government have been investing in youth mental health services, but more is needed.
This isn't a one-time crisis. It's not going to be solved with short-term resources. We need sustained investment.
One bill the group supports would enhance the ability of students to get a mental health screening at school. Denver's Hyatt Hotel at the Convention Center has apologized to a group of school psychologists of color whose gathering was shut down by security last week. General Manager Greg Leonard said the hotel was deeply sorry and, quote, taking steps with hotel and corporate leadership to address this matter further. The psychologists had also asked for a refund for their suite rental, but said they did not receive one. They say they're dissatisfied with the apology. An additional $1.3 million from the Colorado Healing Fund is headed to those impacted by last year's shooting at Club Q in Colorado Springs. The money is part of the $2.2 million donated overall. The organization has faced recent criticism over how it distributes funds. The Colorado Healing Fund said donations are meant for immediate and long-term needs. And this is CPR News and KRCC.